This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You're back on Sin 90.7 FM with Dylan, Bella and Patrick. And we've also got a few other people joining us who are looking to bring justice for Jimmy. So
that's we'll leave that in the previous segment.
We will. Okay.
And...
But we have Tim with us today. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm great. I'm not sure about bringing justice, but hopefully I'll certainly bring a few laughs and maybe a few jokes as well.
Perfect.
That's what we like to hear here.
Exactly what we're after.
Yeah, indeed. So what have you got for us today, Tim?
Well, I've been thinking, Dylan, Bella, Pat, have you ever looked at an animal or a plant and thought, that thing should just not exist?
Yep.
Does the image of a platypus or a Venus flytrap or a shaggy frogfish, which is a real thing, by the way, amazingly, does it fill you with questions about what kind of sick joke this universe really is?
So many questions.
Mm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at some of nature's most baffling decisions over the course of history and ask the question, why does this exist? So you might have heard about this in the last week, but there's been an outbreak of flesh-eating sea lice on Brighton Beach in Melbourne, which is right near where I live, but that's another story. So there was a 16-year-old boy who had pretty much half his legs bitten off after heading into the water for a post-footy recovery session, and there were also two players from the St Kilda Football Club who narrowly avoided the same fate after getting a last-minute message from a team manager to not go in the water to avoid the flea-sized piranhas.
Gosh.
So scientists believe that the lice have a venomous bite which prevents blood from clotting quickly, so that basically means that if they bite you, you're not going to stop bleeding anytime soon. So, as an Australian, I'm well aware of the dangers of heading into the ocean where we have to face the threat of sharks, jellyfish, stonefish, pufferfish, crocodiles, sea urchins, blue-ringed octopi, sea snakes, lionfish, stingrays, and drunken jet ski operators on a daily basis. But I am drawing the line at flesh-guzzling insects from the deep that turn you into an anemic. So if we're going to have to deal with being flayed as well as all the other injuries that can be inflicted every time we step onto the sand, is there really any point in going to the beach anymore? Sea lice, why does this exist?
Wow.
I don't know how to respond.
It's a legitimate concern for me because I, like many Australians, love going into the beach. And I'm well aware of all the dangers of sharks and all the other things that I briefly mentioned. But there's also all the things that we can be protected from that. Like we've got shark nets. I believe Western Australia is starting to cull them all. But what can you do about sea lice? Because they're small, so they'll get through nets. And you can't really kill them because there's like billions of them because they're so small.
Yeah.
So you can't really do anything about it.
No.
I don't want to go to the beach anymore. Like, just putting it after hearing that.
Yeah, I don't want to touch water. I don't think
how do
I'm
we get
even
around this?
Drink
do we
that?
Build nets that are just so small that they can catch them? But,
well,
I mean, what do I know?
My theory is, have you seen the movie Jaws?
I've heard of it. I've been told not to watch it because apparently it's quite scary.
Well, it is, but like, unless you're like 500 meters from the ocean, I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
Like, it's not like your average horror movie where you think, oh, there could be an enemy behind every door. You're not going to like go into the toilet and think there could be a shark in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because that's what I think every time. Sorry.
Well, like, I mean, if you were scared of sharks, you might think that.
Yeah.
But so my idea is chainmail wetsuits.
Right.
So like, what you do is I believe in the movie Jaws. In addition to, like, the massive shark cage, which basically proves useless because the shark's so big he just basically bites through it anyway.
Mm.
So you wear, like, a wetsuit that is created from chainmail. So what that means is that for these sea lice to get through, they'd have to get through the steel of the chainmail. So it's basically like wearing, like, medieval armour when you go into the water. So it's a drastic step, but I believe that if you don't want to, you know, basically turn into a wheelchair-bound person with half the legs written off like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, then that might be the step that we have to take.
So bye-bye tan, like just no tanning because you're in armour now, so yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like, you'd take it off when you, like, go onto the sand for a bit of R&R, but...
R&R.
Because the piranhas aren't going to... the sea lice aren't basically going to jump out of the water and, like, zone in on the target.
Knowing my
but,
like
every time
would.
You go into the water, you know, like, when you go to the beach, you know, we got sunscreen, beach towels, boogie boards. Have you got your chain mail?
I think Tim's onto something.
It's the essentials for any warrior of the sea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if there are any, like, wetsuit designers out there... Yes. I know it already exists, but I'm patenting it for this use in sea lice prevention.
This is going to sound really stupid, but, like, sea lice, like, I keep, like, when I hear that, I'm thinking, does the ocean have hair? Like,
yeah. Food for thought.
Yep.
Wow. So proud.
Well, there's mammals in the ocean. Yeah. There's whales and dolphins and...
That's true.
Seals, yeah. I guess.
And
so
coral.
That's true.
I don't think coral is a mammal. I don't think coral is
doesn't
even
it,
like...
But it lives?
Yeah, it lives, but like... It doesn't have hair.
But do whales and the other mammals you listed, do they have hair?
I don't think I should contribute to this segment anymore.
I've never examined a whale to find out, but like... I'm sure that there's like... Well, maybe they're streamlined, but, like, in Finding Nemo, ooh, there's, like, that bristle thing at the front.
Is I'm just imagine, like, whales with, like, underfin hair, like...
Oh, amazing. Wow. I think, Tim, you've brought a lot to the table this morning and raised a lot of important questions that I think Bride and Council need to get on board.
I think there really needs to be a royal commission into this kind
yeah,
of thing.
100%.
These are the real issues.
These are the real issues affecting Melburnians.
Indeed.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.